T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcaster Joe Block on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline every Friday at this time. We only have a few left today and two more. And Joe, you're going to be wrapping up the season. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And, you know, I predicted preseason that the Pirates would not lose 100 games. We're at 95, so still possible, but they'll have to win
6 of 4. They have to go 6-4. It's a 10-game season.
Yeah, and, you know, the road has been tough, as we've seen on especially a couple of games on this trip. It's tough for the Pirates on the road. And, you know, the good thing is they have 6 of those games at home. They've been pretty decent at home. So, yeah, I think it would do a lot for the psyches, you know, certainly if for me. 100 feels like more than 99 by more than one.
Yes, it does.
You know, and I think the one takeaway is that, yes, the guys have played hard all year. That's good. Are they short on talent? Absolutely. They have some, and there's guys that have gotten better this year. There are guys that maybe didn't turn out so far the way that you hoped, and then there's been a lot of guys, dozens of guys, that you're just kind of hoping something catches, and yep. Somewhat have, and some didn't at all, and you know, you got to kind of reset for next year, and hopefully some of those younger guys are ready to come up at some point next year to start making that transition from, you know, what do we got to, hey, this is what we got.
Yeah, and one of those people trying to make a transition made his debut in a Buccos uniform last week, and he really impressed me last night. Connor Overton was great for the first, 2 1/3 innings, and then the rain hit, and then it sort of fell apart. But he was very impressive at the beginning of his start yesterday.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that, you know, you get for nothing. You pick him up off the waiver wire, and you run him out there. And when you hear, 2 1/3 innings, you say, well, that's not that impressive. Well, he's been a reliever. And so the reason he can't be effective for longer just yet is because he just hasn't been doing it since earlier this year. He was pitching 3 innings kind of routinely. But, yeah, he does have an interest. The fastball plays. And the changeup's really good. He can kind of manipulate it to do 2 different things, drop and have that fade, which helps. So we'll see. I think that's kind of where the Pirates have been at for most of this year, is see if they can pick up some complementary pieces that once in a while can emerge into something more. And, you know, David Bednar came over in a trade, was, you know, at least by the outside pundits, not really talked about as the key piece of the trade, and he's been outstanding. Hopefully he comes back healthy this year, but if not, he had a fantastic rookie season. And then, you know, you look at the guys like Overton or, you know, Anthony Alford, who continues to impress in a short period of time. Pending free agent Yoshi Tsutsugo has been one of the best hitters in baseball since the Pirates picked him up, and 2 teams got rid of him this year. So that's what you're hoping to do, is find some diamonds in the rough, and the Pirates have had a few.
And in Overton's defense, it started pouring down rain when he grooved that fastball, and it got jacked up into the upper deck by D.D. Gregoria. But before the pouring down rain, he was on.
I think the walk to the pitcher is what did him in, to be honest. If you asked him, you know, not the home run to the Gregorius, but 2 batters later, he walked the pitcher, and then, you know, he's struggling to get through that inning. Like you said, it's raining. It's not easy to pitch in the rain, but you know, Aaron Nola on the other side, he gave up 6 runs in 2+ innings for the Phillies, and then he didn't allow another base runner. So, you know, both teams were pitching in it, and the Pirates got off to a great start offensively, but they just Aaron Nola's pretty good, and he showed why, but then their bullpen picked it up from there, too.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. So, Joe, I know that most of the fans, almost all, we understand there's a rebuilding process, even if that's just a semantics conversation but the prospects that have been brought in, the players, who are we building the foundation on when it comes to players? Who's going to be here next year for sure, and we're building a better baseball team based on that?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, and because, you know, I think to myself, okay, what do I want to know that's coming up? And I study the team every day, so, but I would share with the audience that, you know, the AAA team that we've had was primarily, not all, but primarily, you know, your backup guys for this year. But no, those guys are going to be gone next year, and then you're going to have the guys that were in AA play at AAA. And those guys, that group that was in AA this year, and AA is two steps away, so AAA is one step away from the major leagues. The group that got promoted to AAA for these final 2 weeks, and that's going to start the year in AAA, that's the first group of guys that, okay, there's some real interesting pieces, and some of these guys could be building blocks. O'Neill Cruz is the name that sticks out the most. He's a 6'7 shortstop with ridiculous power, and he's 22 years old. So he's, you know, this is not a 27-year-old project. This is a 22-year-old who has come up the ranks through the Pirate system, and he has as much power as anybody in baseball. So, and he had a good year in the minor leagues. He had a little injury that sent him back, but you know, 25 home run pace in a 500 at bat season with 30 steals, and he's 6'7", and he's a shortstop. So it's guys like that are coming. The first wave is going to be a little slower, I think, because they're really built up strongly in A-ball, which means AA and high A next year are going to have a huge group of talent where you have 15 or 20 guys that could be big league players on each team. And that's when, you know, so next year you're going to start seeing it, I think, and then the year after that is where it starts to get, oh, here comes everybody. And then you're a young team, which you got to iron it out, of course, but you're a young team full of talent and really good upside. So that's what I think we're looking at for the Pirates coming the next couple of years.
So the Reds play, I mean, the Pirates play the Reds, what, four times? The Reds are 5.5 games
100.
Out.
I think it's 100.
I mean, in the next week. Quickly, is it possible for us to knock them, keep them out? Is that what we're going
to
hang our hat on?
They could do that to the Phillies, too. That's what's fun about these games down the stretch is the Phillies and the Reds both have chances at the postseason. If the Pirates play well, they can knock them out.
Well, let's hope they knock them out. You can listen. 93.7 The Fan, the flagship of your Pittsburgh Pirates broadcaster, Joe Block, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys. That sounds great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.